A number of paintings in his gallery were done at the same time.
I tend to work in groups. The Nebraska on the wall on the left was a landscape coloration. The Dylan painting, which is neutral and much more abstract. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to make a painting for Bob Dylan so that people knew who Bob Dylan was. But by the time I got around making the painting, he was quite well known.
Gary Garls.
What was the attraction to gray at this period?
When I thought I would start narrowing in on color, I just started it by eliminating it. And these paintings weren't blacks mixed with whites. They were umbers mixed with blues. They were complex grays. I wanted it so that it would be a bit of a surprise every time you came back to look at it. And I also thought ambiguity was one of the key tools that the abstract expressionists use, and I figured I was still using it.
From a distance, the paintings appear to be fairly monochromatic with very flat surface. But the closer you get, the more you see, you begin to get some sense that there are multiple coats of paint and that there's a lot of texture, a lot of surface incident.
By adding beeswax to the paint, it made a matte surface. It's a sort of softer, undeclarative surface. And so it creates a different effect with the color. It was an area across the bottom that was marked off at the beginning, and I would paint down to that line and then leave everything under that untouched. Mm-hmm. So this is an accumulation of drips, which to me read basically as a history of the painting and also showed that it was definitely a handmade painting.